Technology provides us with many forms of communication. Today, most teenagers depend on phones and the internet to communicate with each other. Natalie Zoltek shares her unique form of communication that seems to be more effective than talking on the phone or instant messaging someone.
I've lived in the same house in the same neighborhood for nearly 11 years now. My best friend Jessica lived right next door. Her tall gray house overlooked my smaller brick house. There was always something special about us being neighbors. We were never too far away and never too hard to reach. No more than 6 feet separated our houses, and our kitchen windows laid directly across from one another. These windows were our form of communication. I hardly had to raise my voice at all just to get her attention. I'd say her name once and she'd appear at that window. If she wasn't in her kitchen, there was always someone there who would call her for me. We'd sit at that window for hours and talk until our eyelids were tempted to close. There was rarely a time when we spoke on the phone. We actually considered the phone pointless because it never came of good use to us. The nice warm breeze would always drift through the windows and wrap its way around our conversations. When the air became chilly, we'd often wrap ourselves up in blankets and just sit there until our cheeks were rosy red and our noses felt like icicles. We shared many laughs and many tears at that window, and each time we left that spot, our problems felt as if they had been solved. Our friendship was going perfectly until the unexpected happened. We walked into an argument that cost us 6 months of our remaining time as being neighbors. Jessica was soon to move. We had 3 months remaining until we would no longer be able to sit at that window. I guess it got to the point where we couldn't bear not speaking to one another any longer. Eventually, we made up, but our time was now short. Before I knew it, Jessica was gone. Now every time I look into that window, I see long white drapes and nothing past them. The window next door never seems to open, therefore mine is always closed. The day she left, I sat by that window and cried, but there was no one there to talk to. I couldn't see Jessica's face or hear her voice any longer. My kitchen window now looks extremely dull, and I rarely spend any of my time there. When she left, in a way she took part of me with her. I feel this emptiness inside because she's gone. But soon enough, it will be filled. Believe it or not, I'm moving right next door to her again. My parents decided to buy the lot next to her. I was shocked when I heard the news. It was all too much. Now our memories can be restored and our windows won't seem so plain. I patiently await the next 11 years or more of living in what will become the same house in the same neighborhood right next door to Jessica.